defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, taking a few final calls in overdrive here. A ton of key information coming up, retransmission on some AM and FM stations that carry the fourth hour, and XM and others. You know, I just had a caller, if you just joined us, who was like, I heard this guy on these shows saying you're with Lenin LaRouge and the Russians or something. I don't agree with Lenin LaRouge's solutions. His analysis of the colonial model worldwide through globalism is accurate. But the globalists are colonizing our countries, deindustrializing us, like they used to do third world countries or primitive countries. And then it just changes the subject off of things. I mean, are the Russians here with TSA checkpoints sticking their hands on our pants? Are the Russians putting Al-Qaeda in charge in Libya and Syria? It's a way to change the subject and try to project a Cold War era stuff on Americans who are trying to defend this republic. That's my point on that. I wish I had more time with that caller, but we're almost out of time. Sean in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, bud? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, good to hear from you.
Cool. I just wanted to talk about something that you touched on the other day, and it was that the elite are poisoning us and keeping the cures for themselves. And I wanted to speak on that. When I was 14 years old in 1994, I was in Las Vegas, Nevada, and one of my buddies had a dad who was really secretive, and every now and then people would come in and give him a bunch of $100 bills and go into the back room of his apartment. And we were asking, dude, what are these people paying all that money for to go into that back room? He's like, I can't tell you. And eventually, we told him, look, dude, we're going to kick in that door when you're in the restroom. We want to know what's in there. He's like, all right, I'll tell you. But you can't tell anybody or my father will be erased. And that's the word he used. And I was 14 years old, and he opened that door, and there was a tent in the middle of the room surrounded by tanks. And it was called an ozone tent. And ozone, I guess, cleans out any impurity in your body. So one day we had to leave. He's like, hey, somebody important's coming over. We got a bail. So we took off, which was unusual. We went across the street, and we were walking. About eight big black dudes jumped out of a Lincoln, went upstairs, very well dressed, and then they were there for about 20 minutes and they left. And it turns out it was somebody for a famous basketball player looking for a cure. But they said that the condo was too dirty and it was absolutely immaculate. So I just want to say there is a cure out there. It is available. I was on Skype. When they had Skype Live, I was speaking with people in multiple countries about it. And they said it's available everywhere but America and Europe. So...
Well, there are a lot of, I appreciate your call. I want to be careful about cure because you can have a bunch of different things going on and then somebody doesn't get cured. There are very effective treatments for everything. It's kind of like Raiders of the Lost Ark at the end of the movie where you see the Ark of the Covenant being brought into a giant warehouse with thousands of other boxes. And that's basically an analogy or a parable of all the suppressed stuff the globalists end up using for themselves. And there's a lot of evidence that some of them are staging their deaths now before they're given life extension technologies. We're living in, 2012, folks. Cliff in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Greetings, Alex, my brother. I've been following you long before you had a nationally syndicated talk show. And now I notice that you and Prison Planet and Infowars.com is being quoted by major media around the world. We've all known that everything you've talked about is real. It's been happening for a long time. Now we have confirmation, and thankfully the level of consciousness is exploding. I'm energized by the fact that since last November, directly attributable to you, people are finally waking up. Huge.
Well, I mean, I think it's you, the listeners. In fact, that things have gotten so out in the open and so crazy. And people, there's a racial instinct in humanity across, racial lines, or really the human race, that realizes we're all in danger, and that will get people out of their stupor. The New World Order isn't all-powerful.
Things are getting crazy, though. Up here in British Columbia, the medical establishment's now mandated that nurses who don't take their vaccinations not only have to wear a mask when they're dealing with the public, but they also have to wear a special little badge, kind of like a Star of David on their forehead.
Oh, yeah. And they want them to take dozens of vaccines. This is the new tyranny. We're under national security. You're not going to have a job if you don't take all the shots. And if they put you on a list, you just disappear. Again, it's all just, but instead of being afraid of this, we've got to call them out for what they are. This is the real civil rights movement against the New World Order. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, it feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday. Here we are, post-Labor Day, another one of those May Day-type holidays. It is Tuesday, the fourth day of September 2012, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Wow, it's incredible that we are about to have another anniversary of September 11th rolling around. That is hard to believe, but time certainly keeps on slipping into the future. We are part of the past and the present, and we flow into the future. Okay, let me, just to do it justice here on this very important transmission, lay out for new listeners briefly what we stand for. There has always been a fight throughout history between the forces of good and the forces of evil. It really boils down to that. But evil has always been defeated long-term by good, and so corruption, despotism, oppression, thuggish behavior, bullying, wickedness has learned to camouflage its activities in a package of good, in a covering of good. But the globalists themselves that run this globe have written thousands of books and publications bragging about their plan and talking about how stupid you are. But those are academic level and trade publications and military publications and congressional publications and think tank publications. And they brag that you are stupid and helpless like sheep. You can't revolt against the practice of eating mutton, as one of their top minds said. And so they communicate in your face like vampires at your front door going, yeah, I'm knocking on their door. Yeah, they're going to open it and I'm going to tell them I'm a vampire, but they're not going to understand it. And they open the door and they go, hi, I'm a vampire. And they're like, oh, well, I don't believe in those. Well, here, invite me in. We're here warning you that government's the most dangerous thing in history. We're here warning you, repeating what the founding fathers said, who were great minds and philosophers, and also quite brave. We're here seeing the same thing unfold again, but with a nightmarish high-tech overlay. The greatest crime of the globalists is that they want to play God, and they enjoy pulling down the existing order, which is very wholesome and very good. They are attacking the family. They are attacking the very biological and genetic nature of humanity. Because with the globalist, it's a race to see who is the most bold, who is the most bravada, hubris, chutzpah, driven. And it is a program of madness. There is a method to the madness. It appears to be insane on the surface. Then when you see their actual policy reports, it makes sense. But it still comes from a place of insanity and deeply, you know, twisted nature. And so it is insane within its full spectrum. The individuals running our society and our world do not have our best interest at heart and want to take us, in their own words, to a very, very dark place. They believe in social Darwinism to their absolute core. It is their religion. And social Darwinism is an idea adopted by the royalty and robber barons of Europe and the United States by the 1870s into 1900 or so, adopted worldwide in the industrialized world by the 1940s. It went underground after the bad experience of Hitler, who was a variant of it, but race-specific. This is not race-specific. This is a general coordinated attack on all of humanity. The globalists believe that they are introducing the danger stimuli that humans are lacking in an industrialized society. And so out of everything they're releasing and the very threat of destroying the earth, that the Superman will rise. They believe they are that Superman. And they say in their own philosophy, we quote top global leaders in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that they will either become God or die trying, destroying the earth and solar system in the process. So that's where we stand. And once you understand this, you know what? You're not so much into football anymore. Once you understand this, you're not so much into your neighbors thinking you're really cool. I mean, sure, it's great to be friends with the neighbors, but you don't care if they hate you. You know what I mean? Once you realize that humanity has two roads to go down, absolute incredible things that we can't even imagine, and our species developing into something just unspeakably wonderful, the eye has not seen, ear has not heard, but God has in store for us, or the road the transhumanist, a.k.a. neo-eugenicist, are taking us down. And I don't mean the transhumanism you see on the news or in pop culture that's real cool and fun. I mean the real thing they're building. Because the transhumanism and the technology we're being given is all a trapdoor, bear trap, sabotaged Trojan horse, roaches go in, they don't go out, Judas goat, kill grip. Listen, you need to understand that the people we're dealing with are highly intelligent. On average, they have about 180 IQs. And you have to understand that when I was a child, I would read the piles of nonfiction and fiction books that my parents, absolute book-addicted people, were reading. And I noticed that what I was reading in science fiction books, I'd actually read in history books. It was just a history book written in a future context. And so by the time I was 10 years old, I'd read the Isaac Asimov Foundation series. And then I read transhumanist books by Aldous Huxley and Julian Huxley by the time I was about 13. And I was like, wait, these science fiction books are actually just a fictional write-up of what they're actually planning. And then so when I was reading Mein Kampf by Hitler, or I was reading Scherer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, or I was trying to read Gibbon's Rise and Decline of the Roman Empire at 15, or listening to it on books on tape, that's what I really started doing, was with a cassette tape, lifting weights and listening to it. And the point is that then I inadvertently stumbled in to what the intelligentsia were actually planning. And so from that perspective, because I broke into things that they were talking about and operating in as if we were blind and deaf and didn't see it or hear it. That's how I knew when Google was first set up 13 years ago. I went and looked it up and found out it was set up with NSA and CIA public funding. It wasn't a secret. It's just they knew you wouldn't look. Plus, everybody knows the CIA doesn't do that. Everybody knows the NSA doesn't listen to you without warrants. That would be a police state, wouldn't it? And so I read all of that. And I read the Foundation series. And then I found out that Isaac Asimov and his rules for synthetic machines, robots, he coined that term. I learned all of that actually had come out of the intelligentsia in New York and in different areas of Europe, and that they understood humans could basically build whatever we envisioned. And so he said in the, when did he write the Foundation series? In the 40s? Was it the 30s? And they have machines and computers off mass movement data pickup that can predict the future. And then DARPA actually built it and has named a lot of it. I mean, it's gotten to the point where I can say, I bet they've named this after the Foundation series. And I go look it up, and there's a 1975 program by DARPA and even mentioning Isaac Asimov to envision it, and then they build it. I mean, I can now think, because our brains are supercomputers as well, oh, they're doing this, and then go look it up, and what I just out of the ether knew they were doing, they're doing. I mean, folks, that is a great gift, but it's also an absolute stream of data that you can't even control or even try to fully comprehend it. When you understand, ladies and gentlemen, when do they write the Isaac Asimov Foundation series? I'll look it up. I get obsessed with a factoid. Yeah, your mic's not fully on, so you have to get right up on it. Okay, started writing them in 51. So I guess he wrote some of the other series earlier. The point is that you read that, and then you realize it's all like a fictional account, futuristic war game of what they're actually projecting are the type of things they're going to face. They even faced in there in later series like idiot savants who are able to counter them with just, you know, their own electromagnetic, electrochemical systems. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, the point is that Google now admits that they're government run and that they're predicting the future, but not just predicting it, shaping the future. And they're using all of this data to not just, again, predict the future, but to shape it. And then you find out it's not even being done to empower humanity. It's being done to hurt us. And it's being done to keep us back, to prepare us, to put us into a trance state, a jellyfish state, for orderly extermination. And then the globalists say, but yeah, look, we've told you all this, and look at the police. They're going to serve a system meant to destroy them. They deserve it. So you should join us, is the argument. I mean, it's unbelievably evil. But then that's a lie. Those joining the dark side don't even get the power. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Starting today, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale starting today. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Yeah, and I had said 52 because that was the number they gave me. The Foundation series actually got published in 42, or the first parts of it, in Astounding Science Fiction magazine. But it was really like a little softcover pulp fiction books that came out. The reason I know that is that's what I was reading. My dad had boxes after boxes of those, and I would read about computers that predicted the future off of mass movements and little chips and everything that tracked everything you were doing, and all your appliances tracked by the central computers, and one-child policies, and eugenics, and, well, Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World in 1931, published in 32. Mr. Huxley, he actually bragged before he died in 62. I've talked about this 100 times at Berkeley. You can hear the audio of the speech online. It's about an hour long. That, oh, my brother, you know, he works at the UN. He's the head of UNESCO. By the way, this is our plan. We're going to grow UN tanks, and we're going to end the family, and we're going to drug everyone, and we're going to establish a world government, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. 1931 wrote a book about suboid humans and genetic engineering and, you know, first sterilizing us, how they get you to the point of Brave New World is by putting chemicals in the food and water that weaken the society. The society goes into crisis, runs to the government for help. The government runs all the mitigation programs to help counter the increased cancer and the infertility and the neurological disorders and all of it. And then they give you treatments that actually suck the money out of you, control you, while posing as the savior. And you read this stuff in transhumanist publications from the 50s. That's when they set that up out of eugenics. And Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, bragged. He was the head of the Eugenics World Society. He said, we're now going to call it transhumanism. Then I get transhumanists sending me messages saying, how dare you say we come from eugenics? I mean, that's just your founder. I'm just saying, not the popular transhumanism you follow, where you're flying around in jetpacks and live a million years and you're, you know, a robot or whatever. You don't get to go into the future. Your history is governed. Your history is dominated. You're not part of that. Comprende? Compute? You understand that? Can you computate that? Does it get through to your brain that here's the deal. You got royalty and rich robber barons that already dominated most of the world 160 plus years ago. And they already believed they were inbred and godlike and better than you and actually had syphilitic brains, most of them, and were inbred. So they were incredibly intelligent, but also incredibly vicious. And so it made perfect sense when scientists came along and said, we've got to create artificial stimuli. We've got to dump disease into the cities and put poison in the water to put pressure on people to kill the weak so only the strong go forward. Malthus was right 100 plus years before. This is in 1850. In the 100 years before that, roughly, he was saying, put people in compact cities, put poison, put bioweapons in, put stuff in the water to get rid of the poor. There's not going to be enough room. They're a bunch of cockroaches. Get rid of them. And so these ideas developed hundreds of years ago by people who, to a man, had syphilis, because the wealthy were into women, obviously, and syphilis was ubiquitous among the prostitutes. They had syphilis, so they were criminally insane, and they were inbred, and they already had aggressive, successful genetics. So you add syphilis and inbreeding to successful, hyperdominant genetics, you got what these people are building. And there's another side to humanity, the good guys, who have always been mitigating and holding back some of this stuff. But the new world order is when all of this comes in. It's when all of this happens. It's when the trigger gets pulled on all of it. You know, the guys just put an Associated Press headline up. It's everywhere. That, oh, yeah, the court upholds that the relationship between Google and the NSA is secret. But it's not secret. It was founded in the late 90s by the NSA and by the CIA on record. Go look it up. The current relationship is secret, but the telecommunications acts aren't secret. They've got hubs at every building and facility with everything going over it. I told you that in 96 because it was in the telecommunications act, not because I was a rocket scientist. It's all there. The plan's all there. Okay, I wish it wasn't true. I wish it wasn't all coming true. I wish it wasn't all happening. But you're in a petri dish. You're under attack. 99.9% of you that think you serve the system, think you're on the winning team. A lot of you are smart and decided to join evil at a certain...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
You've got it.
The new special is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, a couple program notes and some mid-air refueling here. Attempting to take our operation to the next level because we've already had a serious effect on the globalist, and we have a responsibility to humanity and our ancestors to not let these inbred, insane technocrats take over. And that's why we are listener-supported when you buy the books, the videos, the high-quality ProPure water filters, 10% discount with promo code WATER. When you buy all of that at InfoWarsStore.com, you make what we do here possible. So I want to thank all of you that visit InfoWarsStore.com, and whether you get the Life Straw field water filters or whether you get the Dreams of My Father DVD on Obama's Real Providence, or whether you get the shower filters, or whether you get the T-shirts or the ball caps or any of it, that's what makes this broadcast possible, along with your prayers and also spreading the word. So please think about the site. I told you that at about, 60-something locations here in Austin, 66 locations, they refused the new newspaper / magazine, the 48-page, the last issue, the September issue, is on designed economic collapse. So we got about 3,500 extra copies, most of them sold. when I plugged them Friday, but we sold 36,000 of them in 36 hours. It's funny, 36,000, 36 hours. Held back 4,000 for people that when we do the subscriptions starting next month, so you can get the first month and the next 12. Of the 30-something hundred we had left that businesses didn't want out front, we have about half those left if you want them at InfoWarsStore.com. The 10-packs are all that are available right now. And you also have the InfoWars rack if you want to get a metal rack for them for your business. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsShop.com. And again, we're also streaming video of this syndicated radio transmission at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. And you have the daytime radio show, InfoWars Live, there every day, noon to 3 Eastern. Then you have the nightly news. That'd be 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. It goes out with myself and the rest of the crew. We now have five of the reporters here. We now have Linda West. We now have Jakari Jackson, Melissa Melton. We now have David Ortiz. We also have Dan Bedondi. And soon we're going to get David Knight down here in the next few months. He's got to shut down his business up there and move down here from North Carolina with his family. And it is a very stressful but also energizing time here. As promised, we're trying to just put everything we've got into the fight against these people. And you're supporting us when you purchase the books, the videos, all the stuff at InfoWarsShop.com, and also click on our sponsors. And we couldn't do this without others out there that are also supporting what we're doing. So I want to thank everyone in the alternative media, in the media, the AM and FM radio stations, the different websites and news sites out there that support us. Thank you so much, because I am on a mission. I am on a mission. I am on a mission. And going back 6 years ago, I made the decision to start expanding instead of just having 6 or 7 crew members and staying small. I realized I had a responsibility because we were already having such a big effect to expand. And as we've expanded exponentially, we've reached more people. I will tell you, we're hurtling straight into full frontal confrontations with the globalist, all sorts of weird stuff going on behind the scenes. But that's what happens when you go in, through, and beyond. I mean, we're going into the black hole here, ladies and gentlemen. And when you support us, you put fuel in our engine to get maximum speed to go into that thing. And that's our only hope, is to hit it going 110 miles an hour. And that's what we're doing right now. We're a runaway locomotive going head on to the locomotive. And all that matters is we stop them. And that's what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen. But we need your help, your prayers, and your support in the InfoWar if we're going to fire these torpedoes down the reactor shaft. And we can do it, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to be committed. We've got to realize that there is no way back. We must defeat the globalists. It's us or them. Now, I'm going to hit a bunch of news, and then I'm going to open the phones up. We don't have a guest in the last 30 minutes of the show, even if we did. We get Mike Adams on short notice? We did. Fantastic. So that is all coming up. I kind of went off into the transhumanism and the big picture. I mean, where this goes, why all this is happening, why you turn on the television and it's pure anti-family, anti-liberty, anti-freedom messages. I mean, that ought to scare the daylights out of everybody. And by scare you, I mean not scare you into hiding in your house. Call it scare you into action. People say, man, you scare people. You're trying to scare them. I think people that think that I'm trying to scare them don't get it. This is happening. I'm here telling you it's happening. Because I believe that when you understand that your children are being targeted with radiological, chemical, and biological, and genetically engineered garbage to hurt them, you're going to get angry and start doing something about it. And that's what I've been doing for 17 years. And I have done an amazing amount of work, and it's had an effect, and so have you. But we need to understand that we've got to grab the New World Order by the arm politically, economically, socially, and pull the veil aside. That means pull their arm out of their socket. Because they've got their hand over our eyes trying to keep people from waking up. We've got to grab them by the arm, and they're going to squeal, they're going to complain, they're going to say we're wrong, they're going to act like we don't have power, they're going to stonewall us. We've got to go, you know what, go ahead and stonewall us. Oh, you feel that? Oh, you don't like that, do you? Watch this. And just decide to pull their arm out of their socket. Okay, that's what I liken it to. Rip their arm out of their socket. Don't stop. They're not going to give us quarter. We're not giving it to them. And the weapon system of the truth is a weapon system that will destroy our enemies. Because their own servants and minions are compartmentalized, and most of them think they're doing a good job. Higher level are evil control freak mercenaries who think that they're on the winning team, but don't understand this is the total destruction of humanity as we know what we're talking about here. This is inbred psychopaths given godlike power, playing God, whose prime directive is to kill, steal, and destroy. Whether you believe in God or not, I'm telling you, that is who they are. That is what they stand for. Whether it's true or not that there's a spiritual entity behind it, doesn't matter for those of you that don't understand. It's real. It's there. You must admit it. What is in the Bible is now unfolding. That's what matters. What matters is this is happening. What matters is we are entering this zone. What matters is history is being decided right now. Now, let me just read to you. I've never done it before on air. I'm doing it today. I'm not going to comment on these headlines. I'm going to just read them to you. This is not even the most important news. I'm going through this just right to left. Official, Iran would take action if U.S. attacks Syria. Reuters. Al-Qaeda leader strikes deal with U.S. Saudis to send 5,000 fighters to Syria. Yemen jihadists personally trained by bin Laden. Paul Joseph Watson. 19 signs that Israel and Iran are on the verge of war. The American dream. True or PSYOP, U.S. won't ratify U.N. treaty that could have outlawed civilian firearms ownership. NATO terrorists to target Syrian civilian airports. Political stack. Hill poll. Voters say second term undeserved. Country is worse off. Obama is behind in polls across the board. Emanuel cutting short trip to Democratic National Convention. The rats are leaving the sinking ship. John King. To win, Obama must make history again. Yeah. And what do their advisors say? Stage terror attack. Now Obama must build the case for government. Gideon Raikman, who openly calls for world government in the Financial Times of London. He's their foreign editor. He goes on to admit what's destroyed Obama was admitting he's a Marxist and saying he hates business owners. Obama, and he's saying he's got to own it now and admit that he believes in big government. Very disgusting. That guy's a Bilderberg Group member, by the way. True nasty one. Obama camp not worried about vetting Bill Clinton's speech. Yeah, because the Clintons run the Obamas. Reporters scolded by Democratic garbage police for not throwing him in the proper recycling area. Yeah, that's the new priesthood. Record high Labor Day gas prices greet Democrats in Charlotte. Hope you enjoy your anti-energy policies. KCBC exclusive. California Dem leader compares GOPs to Nazis. Joseph Goebbels. And it just goes on from there. Paul Ryan, you are not better off now. No, because it's a design plan. Ryan compares Obama's record on economy to Jimmy Carter. Bingo, that was the plan all along. All scripted, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, even some of these guys don't know it. They're that delusional and think they actually have the power. Okay, let's continue here. Obama, military option remains on the table. Ynet News out of Israel. Chuck Norris threatens 1,000 years of darkness if Obama wins. That video's up at Infowars.com right now. Let's continue here. Miss Obama's second-term agenda, impact nature of food in grocery stores. But not pesticides, not hormones, not GMO. No. Sugar and fat is bad. Not even saying good fats versus bad fats. Just the government's going to run what you eat. You see Bloomberg with the whole nanny state agenda. Here's another nanny state. Deaf preschooler in Nebraska told to change his sign name. His name is Hunter, and in international sign language, it's the sign of a gun. You can't make the sign of a gun or write about guns even in high school or they arrest you. That's total thought crime beyond 1984. Look what we've become. Stanford scientists cast doubt on advantages of organic meat and produce. This was in hundreds of newspapers last night and today. Total propaganda. But you read the fine print, they go, oh, but that's not counting pesticides, herbicides, chemicals, synthetic vitamins, all the rest of it, depending on what it's grown in. And, of course, hormones. No, organic is bad. You don't want it. It's a ripoff. Don't eat it. A McDonald's cheeseburger is the same thing as a wheat organic with grass-fed beef. They actually say all that. They say grass-fed beef is no better than feedlot fed on offal, other ground-up dead animals. Total baloney, but they don't care. Study sees no nutritional edge in organic food. That's USA Today, New York Times, Stanford scientists. Oh, they're the ones that learned how to control hurricanes by 67 and certified it. Cast doubt on advantages of organic meat and produce. Total eugenics facility. It's as important as DARPA-based MIT. Organic food no healthier than non-organic. Study, Reuters. But it's funny, I pulled up the articles here where, in fact, I had that in my IMs, but I don't see it. You guys may want to check that, where I sent you the articles where Monsanto, at their own facilities, same thing with Bill Gates' facilities, eats nothing but organic. The Chinese elite only eat organic. Look at these articles. Government threatens jail time for growing produce in front yard garden. New articles on that. EPA changes rules to allow more toxic cleaning chemicals in mainstream food. Live virus is being sprayed on mainline store-bought beef. Don't believe me, just type viruses sprayed on it. It eats the bacteria. I mean, it's a vaccine they spray on the food. I mean, oh, but it's no problem, no different. Okay, boom, let's move on to the next stack. I'm into three stacks now. We're on a stack number four here. This is DrudgeReport.com, top right-hand side, was the top story yesterday. Stick it. Now TSA testing drinks purchased inside airports. Told you about that a year ago, but now they're doing it in all airports. As you walk out of the Starbucks in front of them, they don't go test the Starbucks in there. It's meant to be nonsensical. They come over and have everybody have their water tested, their Starbucks tested, their food tested. They stick little sticks in there. They're getting you used to medicalizing. Federal funding to take your blood at highway checkpoints. Federal funding to have them stick stuff in your drink. I told you this 14 years ago, but they never implemented it under executive order to take blood to get a driver's license. Now in D.C., they give you a free driver's license if you let them take blood. Next, it'll be mandatory. Just setting up the idea of a clinic. That's all this is people in gloves, but they dress kind of in a medical outfit. This is admitted. Psych warfare, it's a domestication process to get you used to them, shining a laser on your face to see if you have the flu or a laser thermometer, sticking things in your drinks, touching your breast, running their hands through your hair. When my wife runs her hands through my hair, I get tingles. When my wife grabs me, I get tingles. You know, the woman I love and have had three children with. But they're like, oh, it's no big deal to have a stranger grab your genitals and squeeze them. It's normal to have Congress people having their genitals grabbed. Jesse Ventura's bad because he doesn't like his genitals being grabbed by a laughing person at Atlanta airport in front of me, checking to see if his testicles are his testicles. This is what we've become. Total psych warfare. Hiring TSA, running their backgrounds, finding out their felons and hiring them. And now, checkpoints at public events becoming normalized. Both linking to InfoWars.com articles. The video is incredible. It's since already rolled off the front page of InfoWars.com. Just go to DrudgeReport.com and it's the right-hand two top stories. Watch that video for yourself. And the people get off on it. It's a ritual. The TSA walks up. They've got their water, their Starbucks right there, you know, at the seats at the airport. They've gone through the checkpoint. The TSA walks over these women with these satisfied looks, just getting off on making people comply. People that wouldn't have been able to have been, trash collectors. That's a hard job. People that wouldn't be able to hold a job doing anything. Now they get to be minders. See, these are women that should have had kids, women that should have been running a household, in a role that would have fulfilled them. Instead, and this is how it is, the new nanny state is these women who guaranteed never had kids. And they come over, and you're now their child. You're now the two-year-old. And these yuppies just with pleasure smile and go, here's my water. Here's my Starbucks I just bought 20 feet away. And they, oh, yeah, government, with dirty gloves and who knows what, stick something in my drink. Get used to something being medically done. Stick something in my drink. Again, total psych warfare. We're going to be getting more into that. Activist put on terror watch list to prevent him protesting DNC. And I looked at the links this morning and on the mainstream news, WCO-TV and others, WSOC-TV, and I couldn't find why they made the fake arrest. Usually they put fake bullets in your bag or claim you did something to, drag you off if you're on the no-fly list. He was going to protest, and they just said, well, we arrested him, and it shows because protesting is listed as terrorism. And Paul has their official form in here, and it says attacking the Pentagon, They call it low-level terrorism, so they give a high-level terror attack a low-level name. IEDs. So if you attack the Pentagon, that's small. IEDs is low-level. Hate crimes against racial groups. And then they just add protest. See, they take things and then that's why they call people that blow up the Pentagon extremist. And then when you protest big government, they call that extremist. The brain picks it up both ways. You understand? It's a way to call you a terrorist without calling you a terrorist. But now they just call you a terrorist. Protesting's terrorism. So they said, we're holding him and we want him held till the DNC's over. At the local jail. That's the feds saying, hold him in a jail. See, that's the new NDAA being rolled out against us nationwide now. That's what's going on, is we're just getting used to, as I told you, at the airport and then at highway checkpoints, you're going to be on a list. No judge, no jury, done nothing wrong, and it's a pickup list, and you disappear. But see, this time, the lawyers got involved and got him out. But see, this is what they're doing. They're just racing ahead with the disappearance. Then once people know people are disappearing, they won't be picked up by the police. That will then cause violent confrontations. Then the civil war starts. All of it is planned. All of it is prepared. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
They have a giant NSA base in San Antonio. That when the local newspaper, because I've seen the local newspaper, San Antonio Express News, and the local weekly, I forget the name of it, go out, you know, they all have flip phone cameras, cell phone cameras, they'll be at the Walmart parking lot next to a giant complex, you know, the size of a military base. I mean, and guys show up off their jurisdiction going, turn your cameras off. I decided I'm going to go down there and film it. Because everybody knows the NSA's down there. Don't sit there and spy on me illegally and do all this and then have guys in black uniforms try to intimidate me like I did something wrong. You are hiding because you're criminals. Listening to our cell phones, grabbing everything off our internet, and you say you're doing it to fight Al-Qaeda. Bull! You run Al-Qaeda and everybody knows it. You run Al-Qaeda. You run Al-Qaeda. You run stinking Al-Qaeda. You love Al-Qaeda. You created Al-Qaeda. You worked for the foreign banks that took this country over. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all of it. I'm tired of it. It's a joke. I got big stacks of articles I've read where they're handing over everything to Al-Qaeda to just murder the Christians, Jews, Muslim groups they don't like, the Shiites. And then I got to be lectured about, oh, we got to stick our hands down your pants because of Al-Qaeda. And now they're like, well, it's not Al-Qaeda now. It's the conservatives and libertarians. They're the new terror threat. I told you a decade ago that was coming. This was always set up to take over America. I've got one of these big UN chiefs. I've got these UN chiefs, Asian minister, global UN police force to enforce world government dictates. That's an article at Infowars.com. And it just goes on and on and on. Kurt Nemo's got an article out where the West is planning to blow up the infrastructure of Iran, including their power grid. And they're going to deindustrialize that country. Just like they've got Agenda 21 deindustrializing us. Don't you get it? It doesn't matter who the leaders are of the Iranians or who the leaders are of any country. Everybody's being deindustrialized but China. China's the new New World Order command base because they'll execute their people. They'll euthanize them. They'll one-child policy. They've accepted the world government. They raise their kids in government dormitories in many areas. They're ending the family. They're doing open-air genetic engineering. They've got cows already producing human milk. They've got human animal chimera clones. They are the new command base. They get three new plants. We get none a week. Three new plants a week. It's total shutdown. They can bomb their power plants. Well, they just have environmentalists shut ours down. This is a deindustrialization, diabolical takeover where only the high-tech corporate and government reservations are going to have technology and advanced medical systems. We're having everything cut off. The process of de-evolution and de-development hasn't begun as Maurice Strong swore they would. And, man, when I get some cop into authority bugging their eyes out at me, I'm beyond getting mad at you. You are a pathetic mind control zombie sitting there in their little kid dress-up role messing with someone who is light years advanced from where you're at. And I talk to the police because you're the ones that they're going to try to use to enforce all this. You're the ones that in the next phase are going to be absolutely fed into a meat grinder. And I wish you'd wake up because that's one of the hopes we've got. How much of it's coming true? It's all starting to come true, folks. You going to listen to me? You think it's fun to risk my life? You think it's fun? I get chills every minute. I know the position I'm in. You think it's fun to be changing history? You think it's fun to be a real contender? It's real is what it is. It isn't a game. You understand that? It isn't a game. The chem weapons in your water isn't a game. The bioweapons in your food isn't a game. What's going on around us isn't a game. It isn't a damn game. It's real. And it's for all the marbles. I will not sit here idly by while a bunch of psychopaths set up a scientific dictatorship and try to put us into an arrested development system so they can orderly kill us like fish in a barrel. I'm a human being and I see the program and I'm awakening others to resist.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there.
and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.